We are up to Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, and we'll be doing that Simin. Simin Kuf Lamed Ches Sif Aleph. Hakore b'Torah, the one who lanes, lo yishayir b'parsha pochas migimul psukim. He should not end an aliyah with fewer than three psukim until the next psuche in stuma. Why is that? Mipnei hayotzim oz mi beis hakneses. Someone who leaves at the end of this aliyah, sheyomer hol achrov lo yikra l'shnei psukim anisharim, who say to himself, well, I guess the person afterwards is going to finish till the psuk or stuma, and will only have two psukim, and they'll think that it's enough to lane two psukim. V'chein lo yaschil bo pachas migimul psukim. You should also not begin. You should not begin with a fewer than three psukim from where the psuch or stuma was. So if you want to begin in a psuch or stuma, that's fine, but you should not start like one pasuk in or two psukim in. Why is that? Mipnei hanichnasim oz beveis hakneses. Someone walked in, sees that you're beginning two psukim after a psuch or stuma, and he imagines that the aliyah before you was from the beginning of the psuch or stuma, was only two psukim. Shayomu shalo kara rishne la beis psukim. They'll say that the first one only lane two psukim. Hagav ve'en chilek in parsha psucha l'stuma makes no difference if it's a psucha or a stuma. Now, with regard to this halacha, what happens b'di'evid? B'di'evid your yotze. Now, what happens to the person next, the person after him? What happens if you had an aliyah, someone had an aliyah, and they accidentally stopped two psukim just before a psucha or a stuma? So they did what was wrong, but they're yotze. Now comes the next aliyah. What should he do? Is he required to start earlier? Or can he begin from two psukim before the psuch or stuma? Because he has an iser. You're not supposed to start two psukim before a psuch or stuma either. So you're not supposed to start two psukim after a psuch or stuma. But there is no iser in starting two psukim before a psuch or stuma. So really the next person could start from there. Now, does he have an achrayus of fixing up what the first person did? No, because the first person just ended too early. But there's no reason why he can't start over there. However, Lamaisa the Magen Avram brings down that if he could start from one pasuk, if the next ola is only laning two psukim plus has to lane something else, for example. We're imagining a case where the aliyah before him ended early. There's a much simpler case, which is that the aliyah before him lane too much. That means, let's say someone got Revi on Yontif, and instead of just laning Revi, he laned all the way into Chamishi, leaving two psukim at the end of Chamishi for the one that's going to get Chamishi. In such a case, the person that gets Chamishi cannot start from where the ola did. Where the Ola end before him ended, because that will only give him two psukim. Let him start the next inyan. That's a totally different inyan that has nothing to do with that yontiv, and he wasn't supposed to lane it. So in that case, he would have to go back and start one pasuk earlier, so he lanes three psukim. Otherwise, the fact that the person before you only lane two psukim would not require you to start from three psukim before the psukhastuma. You're allowed to start from the two psukim before the psukhastuma. It means the iser is ending two psukim before the psukhastuma. There's no inyan, no iser in starting the two psukim before the psukhastuma. The iser is starting two psukim after the psukhastuma. So one more time, the halach is, if someone ended two psukim before the psukah stuma, the person after him can start from there. Whereas, if there is no opportunity to do so because the person before him laned all of what he was supposed to lane except for two psukim, the halacha there is that he should start from a pasuk earlier. This way he'll have three psukim. This halacha of not starting three psukim, starting with fewer than three psukim after the psukah stuma, even applies to the maftir. Even if that means that the maftir is going to end up having to lane the exact same thing that the shvi did, and we do have such a thing in the Chumash, nevertheless, the maftir should do that rather than start from within three psukim of the psucha and stuma. The Ramah says, Uparsha she'ena rak beis psukim. What happens if you have a parsha that is only two psukim? Mutar l'shayer b'tchila u'lahafsik sham. There's no iser in starting or finishing before or after it. In other words, you are allowed to end an aliyah at the end of a parsha, meaning at a psucha stuma, even though the next psucha stuma is only two psukim. The reason being that we're not afraid that someone's going to make the mistake and say, oh, I guess the next ol is only going to have two psukim, because you didn't do anything to make him think that. It's only when you stopped in the middle of a psucha stuma and then there are only two psukim left, where someone's going to say to himself, why'd you stop not at a psucha stuma and left two psukim? It must be that someone else is going to lane them. But if you stopped at a psucha stuma, since that's a natural place to stop, there's no reason why people should suspect that the next ali is only going to get a two pasik psucha stuma. There are machmirim that say that you shouldn't do that anyway, the exception being on Rosh Chodesh, where the minig of most of Klal Yisrael is to actually stop or start with the Uviyom HaShabbos, which is only Shnei Psukim, even though, again, you only have two Psukim there and not three. The Teretz is because everybody knows. The Magen Avraham also brings down that in the case of a psucha stuma in the middle of a pasuk, one doesn't have to worry about that because no one is really going to think that you're going to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Says the Ramah now, v'yechaven shiyaschel tomed likro bedover tov, v'yesayim bedover tov. You should always start and end with something good. Something good meaning something good for Klal Yisrael. Something good for Klal Yisrael and not someone that did anything bad. You don't end with that either. The Sefer Chassidim, the Mishtabur brings down, says that you should not lane for someone something that makes him feel bad, that is Mavayashim. So for example, the Parshis in the Torah of the Mumin, you don't give to someone who has a Mum. The Parshis of Negoim, you don't give to somebody who has a Nega. Furthermore, when the Bal Korah lanes, he should never have kavana that a bracha, he means the bracha for the person who's being ola, or a klala chalila to somebody else. He should just be mechaven the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. I'm laning the Torah. He is not giving brachas, not giving klalas to anybody. He is just laning the psukim that he's required to lane.